My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? Our patience is waning. Is this entertaining? I got this feeling, yeah, you know. Yeah, I'm losing all control, 'cause there's magic in my bones. I got this feeling in my soul. Go ahead and throw your stone, 'cause I'm magic in my bones.
Magic in my bones.
Woo!
Welcome back.
We are back.
Guess who's back?
What is this?
What episode?
I don't know. 14, 15?
This is episode 15.
Is it 14?
This is 15.
That's crazy. Episode 15.
That's a big landmark.
Wow. That's a big landmark.
Wow.
It's like, wow.
Wow. Imagine that.
Imagine doing a podcast.
I was playing on Imagine Dragons, but it wasn't. Imagine Dragon that.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good start.
Oh, boy. All right. So, Gabe, tell us where you are.
I'm in Florida.
Out of state, boy.
And, yeah, it is amazing. One thing I've realized about Florida is that people kind of expect you to move. So, or to just get out of their way. Because, like, when you're driving, they'll just pull out in front of you. And just, you know, you better stop or you're going to hit me.
You better.
There's another time, not even in a car. So I was standing in the store, which, first of all, is the weirdest store ever. It was called Diamonds and Doggies. And they had puppies.
Diamonds and what?
They were selling puppies, and they were selling, like, rings. And they also had a bunch of Trump hats for sale. So, it's an interesting story, but anyway. I was looking at this, like, tiny dog that I could have...
Was it, like...
punted. I don't know. He was tiny. Could have thrown him pretty far.
That's an interesting...
Yeah, that's not really what I meant.
No, have you seen that video? The video?
No.
There's this, like... This lady's doing, like, yoga or something. She's, like, stretching with, like, her foot, and she's, like, bringing her foot up and down and, like, up and down. And then her dog walks around the corner, and she, like, punts her dog on accident. It's the saddest video. But it's, like, really funny. The dog leaves the side of the screen, like...
Whoa.
That's, like, hilarious, but the worst thing ever.
Yeah, and then the dog was, like, yipping. If you listen to it with the sound off, it's hilarious, but, like, sound on, it's kind of sad.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So, anyway, I was looking at a tiny dog, and then, this guy kind of, like, walks up to me, and I kind of see him out of the corner of my eye. I don't really register, but he's, like, standing next to me trying to pass me, and he stands there for, like, a second, and I'm kind of, like, oh, there's a guy standing there, and then he goes... Whoop, excuse me. Just like, as if he had like just come there. Yeah, it's like, well, this guy didn't realize that I was here. I guess I'll just act like I just got here. Whoop, excuse me.
are there like acts, like, of course I've been to Florida, but like, trying to think, are there like Floridian accents? Or is it just kind of the same?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same as Maryland. I mean, I haven't heard many.
What's with the accent? Like, why do we have like Maryland accents? You go down to like North or South Carolina, and they kind of have a little drawl.
And then you go a little more south.
Hmm. Do we sound weird to some people?
I mean,
probably.
Like, to the Southerners, do we have an accent?
That's crazy.
And then
that is crazy.
And then, well, there actually was this one accent. So, I was down here partly for my cousin's graduation. And the graduation speaker was, like, the slowest talker. And he had, like, a deep South accent. He'd be like, now...
You're like, pardon me, let me hear that again.
Now you need to focus on your passions. Not Mike. You just talked so slowly.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that is brutal to sit through.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's not brutal?
What?
Listening
to the intro.
Hey, hit it.
Don't talk to my Mac like that.
Hey.
Don't talk to my Mac like that. It's rude to talk with your mouth full. We eat mac and cheese, sip some Hercules, and I'd like a placement, please. Perfect dives, impromptu raps, and lots of fast, no cat. In the backseat, FHP, sing some threes. Just some boys with their sun joys making noise. It's the Don't Talk Mac Podcast. The Don't Talk Mac Podcast.
Ooh. And we're back.
Never gets old.
Hey.
Never ever gets old.
So we were walking around like Wegmans earlier. Yeah. Funnel store. So what are your guys' stance on shopping? People either like love it, it's a vibe, or it's just like depressing. What?
I think there's like many different categories of shopping. There's shopping with
like grocery store food.
Different
shopping.
Aged people. Just like they're just different people.
Mm.
Some can be really fun. Some can be stressful because I can never make decisions on what to buy.
Yeah.
I just walk like the snack aisle just looking for something.
Uh-huh.
And then I grab like Oreos and then I grab like something else. And then I like realize I don't have that much money and then I like put it back. And then like I see something else that looks really good. And I go back and I can just never get it right.
Okay, so I just had two things pop into my head. One, Caleb, I owe you $10. Here it is.
For what? There you go.
Yeah, Jimmy Cohn and McFlurry.
Bro,
take it.
He doesn't.
Don't do this to me. Okay, number two was, I tried ranch corn nuts.
Oh.
You did?
Yes.
How are they?
I did.
Were they good?
So they're shaped like unpopped kernels.
Unpopped.
That's kind of like the vibe they're going for. And they taste kind of like ranch, sunflower seeds. That's kind of the taste,
really?
With the ranch kind of. But they have like the same crunch as like an unpopped kernel,
mm.
Which is kind of. Don't you love like going for? I always love going for those.
Well, but
the
like
unpopped
they always hurt my teeth.
Sure. So
yeah,
they're a little hard. That is the thing. I'd say it hurts the jaw after a few. But it's a small bag, and you just keep going. Like, there's so many of them in that tiny bag. You guys need to try them. They're kind of fun.
I won't knock it till I try it, but...
Yeah.
Where'd they get the nut part of the name?
Maybe they look like a nut?
I'm not
just,
sure.
They can't call it corn.
I read it like
so.
Five times to make sure there were no nuts in there. All
right.
Yeah, they were like corn... What?
Corn
nuts.
Corn nuts.
Ranch corn nuts. There we go. There we go. Start a new business.
That's good. That's good. I like
that's
that.
Good. I like
that.
That's
gold.
I like that. A little bit of an accent.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Where would they create that? Like, what state would make ranch corn nuts?
Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel Michigan, too.
I feel like it has to be, like, a southern... Northern vibe, you know? So it's like... Okay. That's not a good... If you, like... I feel like it has to be in the right area where you mix south, north, east, west, and you just slap the equator in the middle, and then that's where... Yeah,
there you have it.
There you have it.
So yeah, Michigan. Michigan yeah. Really fits that.
I feel like...
Yeah.
Well, because, like, Michigan has, like... It's, like, random... Sorry out to all the Michigan people.
Definitely
Michiganites
listeners that are just weeping right now.
But like
it's
like,
a positive Michigan.
Like
don't feel bad. You are a bit of everything. If you're from Michigan, can you please leave a voice memo?
Yeah, if you're from Michigan.
Or if you're from
tell us if you
anywhere
ever
else. If you're from anywhere else,
anywhere
leave a voice memo too.
Yeah. Especially if you're where from corn nuts are made. Then, like, if you are the original maker...
If you invented corn nuts...
Yeah. Send us a voice memo. And a lifetime supply, why not?
Yeah, mine. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
So, Nathan...
Yeah, you know.
You were...
Yeah, Gabe?
What was your Wegman story? I think we kind of went off on a tangent there.
Well, that's enough digressing for this hour, as our good friend would say. I don't even know if I had a real story. We were just walking around Wegmans, and I just, like, what happened? Something happened. Stores are just interesting when you think about it. Like, there's so much food there. And I think there was more workers than, like,
than actual people.
I think there was, like, 10 times more workers than people. Because Wegmans is huge. They're making, like, sushi on site and Wegmans wings.
Sushi bar.
Like, they have microwaves there. I didn't realize that. They have, like, sitting areas where you can eat. Like, I knew that. But you can buy a microwave meal and just microwave it and eat it there.
That's kind of crazy.
I mean,
that's a good business idea.
Yeah, good business idea. What else?
Starbucks and the grocery stores.
What else could you do with that?
Like a sitting area.
Like a tire store that has free cars that you can use the tires on?
Wait.
I'm not following.
I don't totally understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying, like, that's a good business idea to, like, provide the microwave for the microwavable thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what are some other businesses you could do that with? Like, yeah. I don't know.
You could do it with
a dog grooming company provides the fur.
You could have microwave.
You go like
the fur.
They give you the dog to groom. Like, you just show up and groom the dog.
Yeah. Have you guys ever?
What's your favorite grocery store?
What's my favorite grocery store?
Yeah.
Gotta go Safeway. It's my home.
Really.
Home grocery store.
Mhm. I get that.
Either Costco.
It's pretty snappy.
Oh, I forgot about Costco.
Costco or Safeway.
If you're doing like a big run and you need everything, I think you go to Costco.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get under like the under 5 minute run, you're not even like your mom's in the pull up lane, then I'd say Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Safeway's like a day long trip. Like you get your food there, you get your lunch.
Costco's.
You get your food. That's what I meant, Costco.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said. But and then Safeway's just in and out.
Yeah, sure. What were you saying, Gabe?
Have you guys ever released a helium-filled balloon into the sky?
Yes.
Yes.
Me too. Well,
I think.
If you ever come down to...
I've attached a camera to one.
What? Oh.
You do your story.
Oh,
you
yeah. If you're ever in Florida, you're not allowed to do that. They just made it a law. That you can't release balloons. You can't just let them go. And
I don't think any person, except for maybe a kid, which the law would just not exist in the kid's mind, has let out a balloon on purpose.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the worst feeling. Like, it's just, no, and then you're just helpless jumping at it.
I guess like a big balloon. Like science, like that type of thing. Like, that makes sense, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just, like, a party balloon, I was like, are you gonna get arrested for that?
Yeah. So we were at the dollar store down here in Florida, and first of all, this dollar store, like, has been hit by mega inflation. There's, like, $2... Like, not a lot of stuff is even $1.25. It's kind of... dumb.
That's crazy.
But anyway, this guy was buying like 5 balloons and he was like walking out the door and this guy came in and he saw all the balloons and I guess he assumes that he was just gonna let them into the sky or something, like they weren't for a birthday. He just assumes he's gonna release them. So he goes, hey, they just actually passed a law, you can't release those into the sky. I promise, look it up. I promise. They just passed a law, I promise. It's a law.
It's like the quick talk.
Yeah. It was really funny.
You better listen to me right now.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then...
that is funny. It's just like...
he just kept telling him that. And then the guy walked away. And then this guy who was telling him that, he's a funny guy. So he, like, opened the door, and this, like, kid ran in behind him, and he, like, held the door open, and he's, like, a five-year-old kid. And then the parents were like, oh, thank you. And he's like, oh, no problem. I saw him coming in with such velocity that I just held the door open for him. Like,
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah.
He was coming in.
That's hilarious. So I've actually done a little, I have some experience with helium.
Okay.
in releasing it. So, I actually have the Guinness World Record for highest and farthest hit golf ball. Unofficial. So, when I was 7 years old for my birthday, my brother, who you heard the voice memo from last week,
Jared, shout out.
He basically got all the big space grade weather helium balloon. And like a thermos, a GoPro, like all this stuff. And then we attached a golf ball to the bottom. So basically just a weather balloon, but we released it by me hitting a golf ball. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's...
I saw the video.
That's a...
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and look up 7-year-old hits golf ball to space and see it if you want.
So who posted that video? Like,
well, it's supposed to be on my brother's account. I just looked it up, and for some reason, my video is not on my brother's account. It's on some random account.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the right video. It's called "Golf Ball Launched into Space by 7-Year-Old." So that is me, the little 7-Year-Old. It landed 9 miles away from a golf course, which was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Crazy. Wait, so how far did you launch it from the golf course?
No, we launched it in...
Like, how far away was it from?
I don't know. It should be in there. I don't know whose channel this is. This is really weird. But it somehow... Have our video. Let me get the stats again.
Jitsu, though.
I know. So it went 18 miles in the air. That's insane. That's 95,000 feet. It flew for 3 hours, and it... Oh, shoot, Ad. Okay, never mind. That was fun.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I learned how
that was awesome, though.
And it changed my life.
No, but that's awesome. The pictures of, like, seeing the curvature of the Earth...
Yeah, that's what I was...
It's really amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring up.
What, you guys...
Because I think one time I was, like, looking at the comments on that video. There's some, like, hater in the comments, like, yeah, right, buddy, that doesn't prove anything, that the world is round. Just, like, hating on this 7-year-old hitting a golf ball. It was just, like, okay.
The guy who's like, I see the string, you figure.
It's like, I'm not using the force to keep it together.
I didn't actually hit a golf ball 18 miles in the air. My brother just replied like, oh, you caught us.
Oh, shucks, got me.
He needed that win.
Yeah,
he needed that.
Man, you really wow.
So
did you see any gators?
I actually did see a gator.
Did you see somebody throwing a gator into the Wendy's?
Into Wendy's. We did go...
Wendy's robbing it.
I saw a gator, and we went to a Burger King, but not at the same time. Same day, though. The Burger King was kind of sketchy. There was, like, a ton of water coming out of the ceiling. And...
Ooh.
There was some people, like, interviewing someone for a job interview. Which, I mean, I guess isn't sketchy. Just, like, why are they doing it in this Wendy's? And
they're like doing the job interview like over the counter. They're like, oh, you want to work here?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like,
how old are you?
It's for completely...
You're in, we need people.
It was for like a completely different restaurant.
Do you have a criminal past? I did rob a Wendy's with the
alligator. Oh,
Shit out of you, I'm sorry.
That's the second law I've broken down here.
Forever staring at his record.
That and...
Have you broken any laws down there?
What?
Probably shouldn't say that. To the world.
Yeah, but. Gabe, you should, right before you leave Florida,
you should release a balloon.
And then you should scamper your way over the Florida
Just
line.
Literally step over the... Like, release him, and then step into Georgia.
Yeah. Well, he said they, like, get caught in airplanes. And I'm
really?
Flying...
Oh.
I'm flying home today. So...
Oh.
Yeah.
Release them out of the airplane, maybe.
What if you release it and then catch it? That'd be awesome. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
That could work.
It could work.
So, yeah.
Do you have any plane stories?
Not really. I was really cramped. And I didn't bring any headphones.
What seat did you get?
What seat? I got...
Oh, buddy.
I got 23F, so it was a window seat, which was nice. At least it wasn't middle.
Hey.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but so, I just...
Like, oh, that's nice. I've never been on a plane, so I barely know what you're talking about.
I checked my boarding pass for later today when I'm flying out, and I have, like, a B seat, which is middle, which... It's just the worst. So I'm hoping that it's not gonna be a completely full plane. So I can, you know, maybe
you
snag an empty seat.
Can you like do a little trade?
Next.
Maybe you should just like pay off the flight attendant and then just get a first class seat.
Yeah, my cousin was actually telling me if you like ask the flight attendant, they can put you on like a seat with more space. If you're like, have like health issues or something, which I don't, but I'm tall, so I get cramped in there.
You could be like,
do you have any health issues?
You could be like,
I'm tall, Mrs. I'm tall.
I struggle with
tallophobia. Tall
syndrome. I struggle with middle seat.
Do you have any health issues?
It really doesn't get better.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better unless I'm in a big, cushy, all the amenities.
First class.
And I need that first class.
I don't want to be a bug, but I'm feeling really tall today. I don't know if I can do it.
I don't want to be a bother, but could I just sit in the cockpit? I know there's more space up there.
Actually,
I don't want to be a bother, but can I just spread out on the wing out there?
I've watched all the Top Guns. I'm pretty sure I can fly the plane.
Yeah.
You know, if anything happens, I got to.
Have you ever...
Not like I'm going to go inverted with another plane and then just...
Speaking of spreading out on the wing...
Little wave.
Speaking of spreading out on the wing... sorry. Have you ever seen that picture of, like, that snake? It was like this massive anaconda that like went in a plane or like grabbed onto the wing and like stayed on there the whole time during the flight. Like it was just like flailing out there.
We're trying to find it.
It's kind of crazy.
Apparently they do have snacks on planes.
I was hoping to see some snakes down here in Florida, but I haven't.
That's maybe a good thing. We had a snake in our yard, and like we have like a little pond now. Like, well, we have a pond. I mean, if you saw our YouTube, you saw us jump into it. Grossest pond. Do not recommend swimming in that. I think there's no swimming signs. Probably for a reason. I don't know. But we have like a koi pond too. And ew. Oh,
it's like in the plane, a massive snake.
That is nasty.
Scary.
Ew. But there's just like a snake in our yard. Just like cut in half.
A snake in the yard? Do you mow it over?
I did, and I forgot it was there. And I don't know if I like shot snake everywhere. Not fun.
What do you guys think is the worst thing to find on a plane? I mean, like, probably a bomb. But...
probably.
But, like, what's the worst thing that's not, like... like, what's something you wouldn't want to see on a plane? Pickles?
Yes, I would... I would start crying if I saw pickle in one. Maybe just a massive, like...
like a huge spider.
Yeah, or like a nest like a of something. A
live breeding spider.
Ooh.
A nest of spiders?
Oh.
Spiders have nests?
A spider
enthusiast breaks his suitcase and like...
Do you want to do a what are the odds?
That'd be horrible. Quick? You can't like go anywhere. You just.
Alright.
Okay.
Sorry. If you can finish what you're saying, I just had a what are the odds idea.
No, I'm done. No, I'm done. You go.
For me, I will do out of 5 that I asked the flight attendant on the flight today if she has any pickles.
Alright.
Okay.
Nate, you do it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Alright. Hopefully the FaceTime doesn't glitch.
3, 2, 1, 2.
2.
Yes, sir!
Wait a minute.
That probably sounded so off. I swear it was on in my time.
Yeah, no, it was
back
on.
Back us up, Caleb.
It was on.
Okay.
Sure, sure.
It was a good, what are the odds?
Can you record it?
Ask her if you have...
Yeah, I'll record it. Definitely.
Wait, can you record on a plane?
Do I need pickles? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there, like, can you not have, like, your internet on? Or, like,
yeah, you can't.
Like, the, I guess. It's, like...
It, like, interferes with the plane or something.
But it doesn't work.
It does work?
Like, I feel like it's a precaution, because I feel like...
It's crazy.
I feel like people, there's no way they actually have everybody turning their phone on airplane mode.
Yeah.
But I guess if the plane will fall... I guess you have to put your phone on airplane mode. It's not much of a choice.
Mm. You guys have been to Florida, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ooh. How was it? Like, where do you go?
So our family loves Sanibel, which is like Gulf Coast. It's like, where is it? I don't even know where it is. It's just middle Gulf Coast. And before I was born, like 15 years ago, and earlier, they used to go like every year or so. But it's pretty far for us, and we don't like fly down there normally. But we went down a few years ago. We drove 19 hours straight, no stopping.
Whoa.
Like drove through the night. And yeah, it was really nice. So Sanibel's kind of like more like a family town, and then it's right next to Fort Myers, which is kind of like a party town.
Okay.
So yeah, both of... yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to say, but you get both of...
best of both worlds?
Best of both worlds.
Best there of both you go. Yeah, but we love Sanibel.
Yeah.
What about you,
Sanibel? Awesome.
Well, I've been down to Florida once, and it was like just past Orlando, Florida, and it was like a 16-hour trip, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It was for my sister's dance competition, but it was in like December, so it was amazing going down there when it's just like warm.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't like super super muggy hot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's nice.
And it was like this hotel that had this amazing pool and like lazy river. Oh, it's the best.
That's crazy.
Like the Shirley Temples that went on there.
I've had so many Shirley Temples down here.
And then they had it. Oh, Shirley's are so good.
Love.
And they had a tennis court down there, and the tennis was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
A lot before. But.
I'm just realizing I went down to Florida this year. I had a golf tournament. In
oh, yeah.
February?
Wait, were you in Florida?
I went to Tampa.
Tampa?
Yeah.
Oh, how was that?
I went to Tampa. I saw, well, the first, okay, I went down for 3 days. I flew down in the morning, like, we left at, like, 3:30 from our house in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then we flew out at, like, 5 in the morning. Got there at, like, 9, I think, with, like, some delays and stuff. The door wasn't shutting, the cargo door, which is always fun, you know, cargo door malfunction. that's fun. And it was, you know, it was nice, it was really pretty. The second day, I wasn't feeling great. We went and I actually got the flu down there, which is, you know,
fun.
It's fun. I had to pull out of my golf tournament, and instead we just drove around Tampa all day. We drove in like a full circle around the bay. Over this bridge, which is like a really cool bridge, I guess. Skyview Bridge. It's like really tall and long. And there's kind of some dark history to it. It got hit by a kind of like the Key Bridge, like a boat hit it. Okay. And it fell in, and you can hear, we were like on Wikipedia listening to like the Mayday call as we went over it.
Oh my goodness.
Which was fun, you know. I was with my dad.
A little bit of PTSD.
A little better on that.
That's funny.
but we had fun. Not the same being able to play my tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
That's too bad. I mean, Tampa's cool. Still sounds fun, though.
Love the palm trees. Just such a fun vibe.
Yeah. They are also.
Yeah.
Alright, Gabe.
Okay, guys, so I have this story about an Airbnb. It's kind of crazy. Listen up. Okay, so... our Airbnb is really sketchy. So, like, on the window, there's this sign, and it was like, if you see any of these things, and it listed, like, a bunch of things, like, I don't know, bad stuff. It was like, if you see these things... call someone about it on the window of our Airbnb, and that was the only one that had it. And then there was earplugs in the bedroom because the walls were really thin. So everybody around you was really loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple TVs that didn't have anything connected to them, so they're pointless.
Just a TV.
And there was no handle on the door. It was just like a bolt. So you just like flip the bolt and it swings open.
Oh my goodness.
And then on the outside there's a handle for like the key. So
on the out? Yeah.
It was interesting, but we moved we were in there for the first 2 days, and then our family came down, and we moved to a hotel, which was a pretty nice hotel.
Okay.
Slammed some waffles in the morning.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Nice. Yeah.
Fill up those reservoirs.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. I said, fill up those reservoirs.
Oh, yeah. I actually was filling the reservoirs.
Did you have to call anyone?
Do I have what on?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Did you call anyone about the sign?
Oh, no, I didn't have to call anyone. Luckily. I did use the earplugs, though.
Used the earplugs. That's kind of fire.
It was actually kind of nice. It was, like, dead silent. But,
oh, nice.
Speaking of filling the reservoirs...
How were the beds? Rate the beds.
The beds? Slept like a log. They're nice beds. Actually,
is that
no.
What are they saying?
I take that back. What, have you never heard that?
Slept like a log.
Definitely
slept
have,
like a baby,
but
like, not like a log.
Slept like a log.
Because logs just like fall and don't move.
I guess. But I take that
you
back.
Did it.
I take that back. It was a bad
slept
bed.
Like a hive of. Nest of hornets. No.
The beds, the mattress was fine. It was nice and comfy, but it was on wheels.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to like lean against the wall, it would just like roll away. and my pillow
it's
kept
like the,
falling. It's like, what?
What? So what were you saying about reservoirs?
Oh. So there's like this syrup dispenser, and I was, you're supposed to like fill up a cup with syrup and then drizzle it, but I was just putting the waffle in there. Oh, and then, like, this old lady came up to me, and she was like, have you ever seen Hotel Transylvania, where there's that, like, little old granny who goes, I didn't do that. She, like, eats something, and she goes, I didn't do that. Well, anyway, this old lady came up to me, and, like, in a voice that sounded like the old granny from Hotel Transylvania, she just goes, oh, that's a good idea. Just, like, I was like, yeah, it is.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
So, what have you guys been doing?
What have we been doing?
Well, we had, like, a lot of projects due this week. Like, I had a research paper due. So I think I worked on that, like, 9 hours one day.
Wow.
I've not been sleeping. Oh, we had, was that this week? Protocol?
Yes. It was. Forgot about that.
Was it really?
That's insane. So, protocol is, like, a non-dating prom.
Homeschool prom.
It's an...
Profit?
It's an informal etiquette event with dancing or something. I don't know. What they call it.
Yeah, it's like a formal event.
Learning etiquette through formal event.
Not dating, right? That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Good food. That was not the steak I was expecting.
When
it
you
was
have
like,
steak, why are you trying to make it like beef? Because they had like beef gravy on steak.
Yeah.
So and it was good gravy.
I signed up to have beef there. I mean steak. Well, I was expecting
like an actual steak.
Like a little like tiny restaurant steak.
I think they ran out of, they were trying to make like a beef or like a pulled pork meal and they just like substituted with steak because there's like little strips of steak and then they poured gravy on it. And it was like good gravy, but
good. Well, like gravy. Good gravy? This isn't steak.
I was like, good gravy, what's this gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun to dress up.
And then there's like the five people who got chicken.
There's what?
I pulled the cord out.
Our computer is dying.
Our computer
it's
is
always fun to like
being slaughtered right now.
What do you say? Okay.
Sorry, our computer was dying.
We saved it.
Technical difficulties, back to you.
CPR. Okay.
Alright. Kayla?
Tag, you're it. You're it. Tag.
Go.
Me?
Gabe?
your turn. I'm gonna start talking. It's always fun to, you know, get dressed up, get a suit on. You feel nice and fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little looking fly, right? You were rocking the yacht, Matt. You looked like a yacht broker. You were looking good. You were looking good too, Nathan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Felt like one too.
Honestly,
Caleb.
Yeah, you were all looking good.
Nothing.
I was looking for a suit. We kind of procrastinated buying me a suit. So I kind of ran out of options, but then we found this nice like white jacket. In these blue pants. And I was like, eh, I can rock that. So,
sure.
Yeah. Ended up working.
A few buttons unbuttoned up top on the shirt.
A few for the Charles, yeah.
Of course.
No, you were rocking that for sure.
Yeah, thanks.
You gotta keep on stepping out, though, to, like, make your yacht deals. Like,
yeah, I do keep making calls.
Bye, you know. But
some business to tend to.
Yep. Anything else you've been doing?
Honestly, no. It's pretty hot and slow up here.
It is. It's a hot week. 80-something degrees every day.
Basically, that's like, crazy. Hot outside, my brain is slow, and I have a lot of school.
Cool.
Well, last week, summer's coming. It's going
to
be great.
Do you have any thing else to do?
Last official week. I'm going to be doing school for a while.
What'd you say? I think we just lost connection for a few seconds.
Okay. I said, do we have anything else to do, or do we just want to finish it up here? And we've been going for 40 minutes, so.
Yeah,
it's pretty solid.
Finish it up here just like the winter time, you know?
Like summer's coming. Yeah. That was nice, Caleb.
Oh my goodness.
Keep working on it, bud.
I'll work on it.
All right.
I'll never get to your intro.
Yeah. All right, well.
No, but thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. YouTube. Check out
YouTube, merch, all that.
Leave a voice memo if you want.
Yeah.
For sure. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
See you guys. Eat some good gravy.
Peace out.
Love you guys. Good gravy. Bye.
Good gravy!
My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?